Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about mobile data plans in India. Now, we are doing this because of late, the competition has really shifted to postpaid as opposed to prepaid. Now, around the time Reliance Jio launched, which is late in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, we had a huge competition for the best prepaid plan in India. So now it is important to understand that about 80% plus, maybe even 85% of the market in India is with prepaid connections, which is pay-as-you-go connections. You pay first and then you use the phone for 28 days, 1 month, 3 months, whatever the company offers. But postpaid was largely neglected in this competition for some reason. And now with Reliance Jio in the month of May and June 2018, I think they unveiled their latest new postpaid plan, which is at 199 rupees per month. I think taxes are extra. So that plan offers 25 GB of data per month. So we were waiting for the competition to catch up, and Vodafone has been the first to respond. So we thought that it's a good time to speak about this competition and where this is going in the future. So to do all of that, we have our games editor Rishi Albani, who's also our telecom expert.
Debatable, but yeah, considering we've had, I think, two other conversations around this on the podcast in the past, yeah, safe to say de facto no choice. But yeah, what Pranay says makes sense. We've reached a point where, I mean, the telcos seem to be following a strategy that aims to maximize volumes in the sense that focusing on the largest user base, which is postpaid, but and then moving to prepaid later. Now, what's amusing here is that while prepaid connections are in volume, the actual value is on postpaid connections, and it's something where companies like Vodafone have 25% of their revenue coming from postpaid connections alone. And when you have the competition offering postpaid plans at 50% less your price, you're gonna hemorrhage a lot of users. And I think according to recent reports, it's somewhere in the range of 500,000 users per quarter being lost to Jio and other competitors with better plans.
Yeah, I think mostly it's Jio only because so far the plans offered by Vodafone and Idea, two telecom companies that are in the process of merging right now in India, have been on par with those offered by Airtel. And Jio, its plans, I mean, it hasn't really focused much on postpaid yet until this new plan came along. But now that we look at its plans, yeah, I mean, you know, why would you not switch away from, you know, your traditional operator unless there is a serious network issue in your area with regards to Jio? So first, let's just like look at the details of this Jio plan. So Jio is offering a 199 rupee postpaid plan with 25 GB of 4G LTE data, free unlimited voice calls while anywhere in India, which is including national roaming, and 100 text messages.
Is anyone even going to use those 100 messages?
Yeah, well,
I mean, aside from getting, I mean, unless you're sending out OTPs, which I don't think is even allowed on this service.
Yeah,
I don't see anyone going even past like a fewer than that. But yeah.
Yeah. So now, what is the catch here? The catch is that once you clear that barrier, once you hit that 25 GB limit, you will be charged at 20 rupees per GB for the next 500 GB. So just to put this into context, if you use 50 GB of data in a month instead of 25, you will be paying around 500 rupees extra, as opposed to what your normal cost is, which is 199.
But then has Jio said how much you have to pay after 500 GB?
I don't think they will sort of let you continue the plan. Like anybody who's using like 525 GB a month, well, they're probably not best suited to being on a mobile data plan.
I don't know. I've seen stranger things happen considering, and this is why. For those of you who are listening to this podcast who may not reside in India, it's reached the point where there are several people, at least I know personally, who I play Overwatch with regularly on the PS4, do so using their cell phone connection. Mm. And they do so on Vodafone, Jio, Airtel, whatever they got.
Yeah, well, PS4 is still okay, right? I mean, as long as you're not on the Xbox One X, you should be fine.
Yeah, because of patches. But my point is, I would assume that they'd want to keep someone on board if they're consuming that much data, because for them to switch out is even tougher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, while they haven't listed anything, I'm sure if you speak to your local Jio rep, you'd come to know how much you'd have to pay once you exceed 500 gigs at 20 rupees a gig.
Yeah, although, you know, I'm pretty sure that there will be other plans available for like high volume data users.
Oh yeah,
so you probably are best off looking at that.
Yeah, because what most people are, at least this is the case with ISPs, they actually have a separate sheet of VIP plans which aren't rolled out to the rest of them. They're usually made for customers who are high value, who keep, you know, using more data, keep exceeding data limits. So who knows? Maybe we could see that from Jio in the future as well.
Yeah, true that. So in response to Jio, Vodafone has come up with this new plan, which is there is a 299 rupee plan now, which is the Vodafone basic plan, which offers 20 GB of data, along with all the other benefits that we've come to take for granted, which is, I think, unlimited free calling all over India and 100 SMS messages. So you also get a data rollover thing in Vodafone, which you don't get in Jio. So essentially, if you use like 10 GB a month and 10 GB is pending, sort of unused, then you get to carry forward that thing to the next month. So next month you have 30 GB of data. And in the 299 plan, you have data rollover until you accrue 50 GB. And in higher plans like 399 and more expensive plans, you can accrue up to 200 GB of data.
Yeah, because what's interesting here is that at least Vodafone's plans seem to be targeting or seem to lend credence to the fact that we've seen several reports saying that Indians consume around 1.6 gigs of data a day. So, I mean, if you're the sort who seems to be a heavy consumer of data, these seem to be catering to that. Because because of a rollover, it technically means you don't have to pay extra for data going forward.
Yeah, exactly. So now if we look at certain statistics around this, I think we had a report in January on gadgets360.com. We're going to link to it in the show notes, where India's, I think, IT minister, Ravi Shankar Prasad, he said that average data consumption in India per subscriber is at 1.6 GB, and that's from September 2017.
Okay.
And, you know, that's probably among the highest in the world. And, you know, like the thing is that I think for the longest time, because data was so expensive, mobile data was too expensive and people didn't have access to broadband, people weren't watching that many videos or using the internet that much. But now, you know, ever since Jio came along and the competition was forced to drive its prices lower, more and more people are going online, so much so that we had like sort of a world record, I guess, when Hotstar streamed the IPL final and about 11 million people, almost 11 million people were watching it concurrently.
Yep. It's something Hotstar claims that they use 75% of India's bandwidth, which is quite amusing because it's 75%. They possibly are referring to 75% of India's bandwidth for a single event at a specific time. But then again, playing devil's advocate here, I mean, if it's a cricket match, obviously people would be watching it. that's like saying, you know, you need to have pizza with cheese. People will watch a cricket match. It's a given. So I don't know. I don't know how true that would be. But at the same time, we also have Google saying that India is adding close to 10 million internet users month on month, active internet users month on month, most of them on mobile, most of them in regional languages. So yeah, it seems that the growth is there. But the question is, and I mean, as for those of you who've been listening to this podcast for a while now, Pranay and I tend to err on the side of caution. So the question is, for how long is this even sustainable? Because we've seen something similar in the past with our friends at telcos. Back in the day, back before data was the cool thing, SMS was the cool thing. And there was a period of time where Vodafone and the others decided to give everyone free SMS for a month or two. And obviously the numbers were through the roof. Then obviously they had to scale back and charge more to make up for the loss.
Yeah, exactly.
And even after that, when BPL was a telco, they actually had a plan where it was effectively cheaper to just, where it reached a point where people would actually spend for that extra SIM, buy an extra phone. This is before dual SIM phones were a thing. Back in my day, old man yells at the cloud.gif. We had situations where people would pick up a second SIM just for that, and just to get all their SMSs done from that number itself. So, and then obviously after that, there were rollbacks as well. So will history repeat itself, or is this the new status quo? That would be interesting to see in the months to come.
Yeah, exactly. So the most interesting thing here to me is that before I get on that, I just noticed one thing while going through Jio's site, some real time follow up here. I said that the 199 plan has 100 SMS per month.
Yeah.
Turns out it's unlimited. They don't really
restrict snap.
You. So yeah, since we're talking about SMS, I just remembered that. Yeah, and I went and checked it. Yeah. The most interesting thing, as I was saying earlier in all of this, is that like if you look at it, okay, on the face of it, these plans look amazing. They're probably like among the cheapest in the world. But, you know, if you go and dig a little bit deeper and you go and look at open signal data and you look at speed test data, you realize that India has the worst average speeds in terms of mobile internet in the entire world. Speedtest ranks India at 109, whereas OpenSignal ranks India as last among the countries that have 4G. Yeah, and funny thing is that you know, when you look at stuff like when you look at more population dense countries, you know, densely populated countries such as Pakistan and Indonesia,
yeah,
even they have higher speeds than
so
India.
So I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's something we always say, right? If it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And yeah, which is why, like, while it might seem super affordable, and I've seen this at least with a bunch of my friends who decided to jump over to Jio the moment they had hot new prepaid offers. 6 months down the line, they want to port out. Why? Because it's the network isn't as good in their areas. More people have come onto the same network. It gets congested. Calls don't go through, which is hilarious in 2018. Yet that you can't make a call from your smartphone or any phone for that matter. So I think it's a push and pull. And while you know, getting into the telco space is expensive, so I kind of can understand where the telcos are coming from, unable to meet the demand. But at the same time, there should be a balance, right? I mean, what's the point of offering a plan when a month or two down the line, or even 15, 20 days down the line, users have issues getting stuff done?
Yeah, exactly. So this is something that's not unique to Jio, right? I mean, if you look at any other operator in India, the network is so terrible that, you know, you'll have frequent call drops. If you're moving, like if you find a network, at one place, try not to move too much, because if you walk even 10 meters away, you could lose network.
I mean, here's the thing. Despite these issues, the numbers still seem to be okay. According to the India Ratings and Research Authority, what's happened is we've seen Reliance add 9.4 million subscribers between February and March of 2018. We've seen Airtel, Vodafone, and BSNL add 8.4, 5.6, and 2.5 million subscribers respectively. And that's actually pretty decent growth, all things considered. And even if you look at Jio's market share grew by 6.5% over 12 months at the end of March 2018. So if you look at all of this, it's still... despite the telecom business known to be debt laden, it seems to be in terms of volumes, it seems to be doing just fine. Now, obviously, these numbers include both post and prepaid connections, but it's fascinating to see that the appetite for consumption is still there.
Yeah, that's true. So, since you mentioned the appetite for consumption, should also highlight that all of these operators, Vodafone, Jio, Airtel, they all also have their own TV apps. So there's Jio TV, there's Airtel TV, there's Vodafone Play, which give you some free content to watch. I mean, with these plans, you get it for free for a year or so. And after that, they'll probably start charging you. And another hidden charge, which we haven't mentioned, is that to get this plan, you have to take a Jio Prime subscription, which is, I think, 100 rupees per year. Again, not much money, but it's still there as a cost to you.
That's one part of it. And the other thing is, which was what most people may not understand, may not get, is if you expect any of these TV services to be bespoke with proper, you know, algorithms or great content like you'd expect from Amazon Prime or Hotstar or Netflix, think again. These are usually bundled white label offerings where they get content from a certain provider, say Disney or Hungama for that matter. Take their content and wrap it up as theirs. There's an agreement between the content provider on the back end. So if you're expecting the same level of experience or you know, content quality that you get from other standalone video providers, think again. That's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case. But then again, like we've seen so far that you do get some additional benefits also with these plans. Like, I think Vodafone is offering 1 year of Amazon Prime,
yeah,
which lets you access content from the provider directly,
yep,
which is good. Yeah, similarly, Airtel also offers that. And via Jio, I think you can stream Hotstar for free. So, at least for a year, you know, as long as they don't charge you.
So is this the proper Hotstar that you need to watch cricket? Or is this the, you know, the free to watch Hotstar?
No, it's the proper Hotstar. And if I'm not mistaken, Jio also has that offer, I think even Airtel, where you can watch FIFA World Cup matches via Sony Live.
Nice.
So via these apps. So you can use these apps sort of as a gateway to access the content you want,
yeah,
which is a good thing overall. So, I mean, moving on to the Vodafone plan. Okay, now they have a $299 plan, which I mentioned earlier. They also have a $399 plan, which they've upgraded a lot. used to get 20 GB there. They're now giving you 40 GB per month. And $499 plan, they've upgraded to 75 GB a month.
With a data rollover of 200
GB. Yeah, so the plans here are getting better. Now, I'm just waiting for Airtel to follow up on this. And finally, you know, we'll have the holy trinity of Indian telecom at like really low prices.
I don't know. I mean, with Airtel, who knows? They might just say, hey, we're going to bundle in. I mean, we'll give you probably unlimited data, but you have to use Hike. Would you switch?
Yeah. So jokes aside, I mean, the situation right now is very good. But as Rishi highlighted earlier, you know, this is the capitalist economy at its best, right? Where competition drives prices down and where there's no like price fixing and all going on in the background to like mess with your monthly payments.
For now.
Yeah, for now. So right now we are like in a, I would say probably a golden phase for consumers in telecom. But sooner or later, I think, you know, we can expect the situation to change because, see, already Vodafone and Idea are merging, right? So that makes it Vodafone and Idea become one player. And that probably be the largest player in India. Then there'll probably be Airtel Jio in whichever order. Yeah. And beyond that, I don't see any other player lasting in India because I think Aircel is already bankrupt and folding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And BSNL, MTNL, these two are state-owned players. So, which don't even have 4G in 2018. So things are not looking very good and their network has never been known to be very good in the first place.
I mean, I won't be surprised if we end up reaching a situation similar to the US where they're going to just essentially be two options to choose from in the long term. Yeah. And possibly, you know, a one or two splinter options like Google Fi for that matter. But I mean, yeah, it's like Pranay said, right? Like right now it's another golden era for consumers. How long it lasts is going to be fascinating. And whether this has a trickle-down effect, while we did discuss that this already has a trickle-down effect in terms of usage, in terms of Hotstar, in terms of Netflix, it'll be interesting to see if we see the same trickle-down effect in terms of hardware. Because, I mean, month on month, whatever counterpoint data shows up, it's like each of the hardware brands, Samsung, OnePlus, Xiaomi, Apple, they're all playing musical chairs on who's number one. So it'll be fun to see if that side of things reaches any form of uniformity in the months to come. More so when you consider that at least Apple has said in a recent report that they're not looking to discount their phones too often in India anymore. Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah, so overall, I think postpaid is where all of these companies would want to make money.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned earlier, I think there was a report which we read where it said the ARPU, which is average revenue per user, that was quite high in terms of postpaid. Like 25% of that figure was coming from postpaid, considering that most of the audience is actually on prepaid. Most of the people who are using these connections are on prepaid.
According to what Vodafone said in a previous story, was that 25% of their average revenue per user comes from postpaid connections.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they want to defend it from hemorrhaging any more users.
Yeah, exactly. So that is one figure. I'll give you one more statistic which I found while researching about this topic. So the COAI, which is I think the Cellular Operators Association of India, which includes every major telecom operator in India except for Reliance Jio, it releases detailed statistics on average revenue and how much was made from each circle. And I noticed that average revenue per user combined for postpaid and prepaid is just around 110 rupees per month for these operators. Mm. And for Jio, it's slightly higher than that. Not much higher, but slightly higher. So if you look at it, these telecom operators are not making much money. 100 rupees a month per user is actually quite low.
Yeah, it is quite low. But then when you also consider what it was earlier, which was even lower. Back in the, if I remember correctly, at least a few years ago, for prepaid connections, I don't think the average recharge per month was more than 50 rupees.
Yeah.
So I mean, for them to actually go up to 100, it's actually a big deal. Particularly when you also consider that a large chunk of the market is still feature phones as well.
Hmm.
And while we'd all like that a change, that's still going to take a while. So I think the moment we see that, when people actually, you know, decide to move on to better hardware, we will see a greater uptake in services that require more data.
Yeah, that is true. So before we wrap up this episode of Orbital, there's one more thing I'd like to call your attention to. It's that when it comes to prepaid plans, your plan is only as good as like maybe, you know, until the next month. So after the month is over, the company could remove that recharge pack and then you could be paying much more easily. But that's not the case with postpaid plans. With postpaid plans, if you're on the 299 rupee Vodafone plan or the 199 rupee Jio plan, unless the company goes out of business, they cannot force you to change to another plan. what they can do is keep you on the same data pack, on the same mobile data plan for as long as you are their customer, but they can't remove you from that plan. So this means that, you know, even if in the future they remove this plan altogether, if you decide not to change, then you could just continue using this.
Yeah, which is actually quite, I mean, this is something I noticed because the last time I changed my internet plan was in 2014. I mean, sorry, my smartphone plan was in 2014. And when I was checking out the sites a couple of days ago before switching to one of the new plans that had just come out, I noticed it wasn't even available. So when I spoke to one of the call center execs, like, yeah, we discontinued it in 2014 itself.
Yeah.
And you're, I think, one of the last hold-offs. So welcome aboard.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, right then. So overall, as of now, it's looking promising for everybody involved, except for telecom operators who are supposedly making a big loss. But, you know, as with all things, you know, whose prices go down because of competition, at some point, there's going to be a great merger of things, and like the competition is going to reduce and the prices will eventually go up, as we saw with a whole bunch of other things, such as those free SMS plans and per second billing and everything. So yeah, make hay while the sun shines. That's what they say about competition-driven, you know, low prices. That's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. And one more thing before you leave us is that if you like this podcast, do subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or on the Google Podcasts app. And do rate us, review us, you know, all of these things help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.